If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this last Sunday of December and the last Sunday of 1974, we take great pleasure in greeting you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we close 1974, we're drawing the curtain on the most outstanding year in the history of Worth Baptist Hour and in the 20-year history of Worth Baptist Church. Indeed, this has been a remarkable year. We've had more people to attend our Sunday school. We've had more people saved and added to the church. We've been able to support more missionaries than ever before in our history. So we're closing out the year on a high spiritual plane here at Worth Baptist Church. We believe this sets the stage for another tremendous year. If Jesus tarries his coming, we're looking forward to 1975 as being the most outstanding year to this point. We believe God is still on his throne. We believe God is still doing business. We believe that in spite of all the difficulties we face in our world today, that Jesus Christ still has the answer to all of our questions and the solution to all of our problems. Wherever you are today and whatever your station or rank in life is, I want you to know that God loves you and God is concerned about you. And the purpose of this broadcast is to share Christ with the Metroplex and to share Christ with you personally. So we come today in the closing days of this year to greet you and to say that it's a joy to bring again the gospel of good news your way by means of radio today. We want to give you an opportunity on this last Sunday of 1974 to share with us the good things that God is doing here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We have but one textbook in our Sunday school, and that is the Bible, the eternal, infallible, inerrant Word of the living God. If you want to study the Bible, if you want to know more about Christ, if you want to know more about world events and the end time and the fulfillment of prophecy, we invite you to come today and study the Word of God with us at 10 o'clock in our Sunday school hour. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11 and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. All of these services have been designed and planned to meet your spiritual needs. I believe you'll find a warm welcome, a friendly atmosphere, and a spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God today here at Worth Baptist Church. The theme of our Sunday school is for this year, "With God, All Things Are Possible." We have as our standing motto for the Sunday school, teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. I believe you'd like to be a part of such an organization as this. So we extend to you this personal invitation to come today and share the good things of God with us in all the services of Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. During the year 1974, we purchased 14 acres of ground adjoining the Fort Worth State School, 1/2 mile north of Loop 820 at Campus Drive. We're looking forward to making plans to move in that direction as the Lord opens the door. So we invite you to share with us in prayer in these matters. But in the meanwhile, right here at our present location where we've been for more than 20 years, 3309 Wilbarger Street, there awaits you a warm welcome, and a friendly and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship Christ on this last Sunday of 1974. In the meanwhile, we would be happy to hear from you by mail. The only way that we have of knowing that you receive these broadcasts and that they bless your heart is for you to write us. Why not take a few moments? I know it's a busy holiday season. I know the year is ending out, but before 1974 closes, we'd like to hear from you. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, A Word from the Lord. I shall read from the prophecy of Jeremiah chapter 37 at verse 17. But before we read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, we are grateful today on this closing Sunday of the year to be able to have this privilege to voice the gospel, to tell men of Thy goodness, of Thy power, of Thy love, and of Thy mercy. We ask on this final broadcast of 74 that the Holy Spirit would use the message to bring conviction to hearts across the Metroplex and wherever this broadcast reaches today. We would especially pray for those who sorrow, for those who are in trouble, for those who have outstanding needs in this hour. May the Holy Spirit provide for them the extra portion and the extra measure that these days demand. In Jesus' name we ask it, and for Jesus' sake we pray, and with thanksgiving, amen. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 37, at verse 17, we have these words. Then Zedekiah the king sent and took him out. And the king asked him secretly in his house and said, Is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, There is. I am happy to report to you today that there is a word from God. Men around the world are waiting for some authoritative word from a dependable source. A lady asked me not long ago, in face of all of the opposition from the devil and in view of all the corruption and disappointments that we've had with our governmental employees and our men in highest offices, who can we trust, she said. And I answered emphatically, without apology, we can trust the Lord. I want you to know today that you can trust Jesus Christ. You can trust the Bible. You can trust the Word of God. You might be asking, what can we believe? And I answer emphatically. I answer unapologetically. I answer forthrightly. You can believe the Word of God. Someone today may be asking, but when will this nightmare of sin and sorrow and sensuality and famine and poverty and war, when will all of these things cease, and when will this nightmare pass? And I would say to you that this nightmare will pass away when the new day dawns with the Lord Jesus Christ coming again to establish His kingdom upon the earth. There are those who say today that man can deliver himself from this awful dilemma. But I, for one, do not believe this. I do not believe we can deliver ourselves. I do not believe we can salvage our souls. I do not believe we can save ourselves today. For we have not the power. We have not the wisdom. We do not have the answer to the many questions. We do not have the solution to all the problems that confront us as a nation and as people today. If we look within, we are sure to become dismayed. If we look around, we are to become discouraged. If we look behind, we'll be disappointed. We must look up. We would say with the psalmist today, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. During the dark, bleak days of World War II, Churchill said to his men, Our backs are against the wall. The only way out is up. And I would say to you, in our world of political upheaval, social unrest, and economic instability, our backs are against the wall in 1974, and the only way out is up. The only solution, the only answer, is from God and is found in the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've listened long enough to the voices around us. We've heard the voice of the philosopher who says, you can reason your way to contentment. We've heard the voice of the scientist who says, we can achieve superiority through scientific means. We've heard the voice of the economist who said, our way to achieve prosperity is through a balanced budget. The voice of the religionist has told us, we can gain divine favor by doing good and living the best we can. The educator says, learn your way to peace of mind and contentment. What we need in this hour is to discount the voices about us and listen to the voice from above. Listen again to the words of my text. Is there any word from the Lord? And the answer, absolutely yes. I'm happy to report there is a word from the Lord. God is not a silent God. I read in Hebrews 1:1 that God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. God is no absentee from the classroom of human activity. God knows your needs today. He knows your weaknesses, your problems, your difficulties, your trials, your sufferings. And the great physician has a divine prescription for all that ails you this moment. Is there any word from the Lord? Yes, there is. There is a word from the Lord. Divine instructions for difficult days. In the first place, I would say to you, there is a word of rest for those who have become weary in life. Life has many problems, many ups and downs. There are many difficulties. There are many reverses. There are many crises. Oftentimes, life becomes burdensome and almost unbearable. But wait. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, come unto me, all of ye that labor and are a heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus Christ will give you rest from the burdens of life, from the toils of the road, from that load of guilt and sin that is on your soul today. Jesus Christ will give you rest for your soul, your mind, your body, and your heart. Paul put it this way, there remaineth, therefore, a rest to the people of God. My friend, God wants you to have rest today. Jesus Christ wants the very best for you. He went all the way to the cross to prove it. Throughout all the Word of God, He's reminding you that He loves you, that He's concerned about your needs in this closing day of 1974. God is reminding you that He's still on the throne. God is reminding you that He has all the wealth of the world in His hand, and that He has a perfect rest for your weary soul. You can find it as you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, as you come to Him, as you bow before Him and confess your sins and honor and own and acknowledge Him as your own personal Savior and as the Lord and Master of your life. Augustine, one of the early church fathers, said, and I quote, O God, Thou hast made us for Thyself, and our souls are restless till they rest in Thee. Yes, my friend, there is a word from the Lord for your tired, weary soul today. A word of rest for you in this hour and in this moment. In the second place, I would say to you, there is a word of assurance for those who have failed. Who is there among us who does not know the meaning of failure? We all have tasted the bitter cup of failure. We all know what it is to finish last place in the race of life. The disciples one night had a tremendous experience. It was a night of utter darkness for them. It was a night in which they had fished all the night long. And the Bible says they caught nothing. Have you not had that experience in your life? Perhaps not literally fishing all night and catching nothing, but spiritually, emotionally, you've fished all night in the pond of hope and you've found nothing. And the night has been dark and lonely for you, just as it was for the disciples on the Sea of Galilee. They fished all night long and caught nothing. But the Bible says, when the morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore. When the morning was come, thank God for the morning. Thank God for Jesus Christ, and thank God for the shore. There is a word of assurance. Jesus gave his disciples that word when he said, cast your nets on the right side. Some of you have been fishing off the wrong side of the boat of your life. You need to put your net on the right side. And the right side is God's side. The right side is the side of the Lord Jesus, the way of the Bible, the way of the cross. And I want to tell you today again that at the end of your long night of failure, at the end of your long night of disappointment, the morning comes and Jesus stands on the shoreline of your life. He stands there right now, and he says to you, cast your net on the right side. Come after me. Follow me. And Jesus Christ today is giving you, through this broadcast, a word of assurance in the time of your failure. Then in the third place, there is a word of courage for those who are facing difficulties in life. I'm speaking to someone now who's facing a crisis moment, a day of destiny, a moment of decision in your life today. Perhaps you're up against the most difficult situation, the most trying circumstance of all your life and all your experience. I would say to you, be of good courage. There is a word of courage for you from the Lord today. In the long ago, three early church fathers were on their way to the stake to be burned for their testimony in Christ. They were Ridley, Latimer, and Cranmer. Ridley said to Latimer, be of good courage. We shall this day light a candle that shall never be extinguished. And I'm glad they did. I'm glad they had the courage. When they offered them freedom and when they offered to spare their lives, they said to them, if you will deny Christ, you will not burn. And they said in unison, burn we may, but deny Christ never. Oh, I'm glad they had that courage. And my friend, there's courage for you today when you face the awesome enemies of your Christian experience. I believe the most outstanding enemies of the Christian are these three. One, fear. Two, anxiety. And three, discouragement. But wait, God is able to defeat all of these enemies. The enemy of fear is defeated by Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will help thee. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with a right hand of my righteousness. What about that enemy of anxiety? That enemy is defeated in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, where Paul writes, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And what about that terrible enemy known as discouragement? Why, that enemy is defeated in Psalm 27, verse 14. The psalmist said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. There is courage for you today. And Jesus Christ standing by your side right now, waiting to impart to you strength and stamina and courage. And he has this promise for you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. You will be kept all the way through the famine, all the way through the poverty-stricken days of your life, all the way through war or sickness or death or trial or burden or depression or inflation or whatever the circumstances of your life, Jesus Christ will keep you through it all. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will never give you up. During the Korean War, a chaplain came upon a dying soldier and asked the boy if he could help him, to which the boy replied, "No, sir, everything's all right." The chaplain couldn't understand that answer until he looked in the boy's hand and he was clutching a New Testament and his finger was at John 14:27, where Jesus said, "Peace I give unto you, my peace give I unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Oh, my friend, today, that same courage can be yours because Jesus Christ says the same thing to you. In spite of the difficulties, the problems, the heartaches, depression, war, famine, poverty, sickness, and even death, don't be afraid. Let not your heart be troubled. There is a word of courage in this day of difficulty for you, and that word is from the Lord Himself. I have this footnote and I shall be through. There is a word of comfort for those who are seeking a second chance in life. Right now, by your radio, you're waiting for that chance, for that opportunity. Well, here it is, my friend. You can call upon God this moment. Perhaps you've sinned. You've disobeyed. You've strayed from the Lord. You've made a mess of your life. You have disturbed your family. You've brought shame upon your family name. You've gone the way of the prodigal. You've sinned against God. Right now, by your radio, there's a second chance for you. Simply ask God to forgive you. Ask God to come into your heart in the person of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ will give you a second chance this moment. As we close this final broadcast of 1974, we want to say to you that we appreciate your cards and letters during this year. We want to have you to come and worship with us in our services today. Our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our Sunday morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. We're looking forward to meeting you again in 1975 on the first broadcast next Lord's Day, 1 week from today. So until then, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.